Good morning, everyone. Praise God for His presence in this place today. His presence is strong in this place today. But you know, Moses was in the presence of God on the mountain. And this isn't part of my message. This is free. But Moses was in the presence of God up on the mountain. When God gave him the Ten Commandments, God gave him instructions for the Israelites. He was in God's presence. But at one point, Moses said to God, "Show me your glory. Show me your glory." He was already in God's presence, but he wanted God's glory. He wanted to see God's glory. He wanted to see God's face. But he could not look upon the face of God, or he would have died. But God said, "I'll place you in the cleft of the rock, and I'll put my hand where you can't see my face, but you will see my glory." And that is what God did. When we want to see God's glory, that means we're saying, "God, I'm not satisfied where I am. I want to go to the next level. I need more. I need more of you in my life." You know, we talked about going to the next level early in the first Sunday, how God was going to take us to another level this year as a church and as individuals. Well, it's time. It's time for us to level up and say, "Oh God, take me to the next level. Let me see your glory, oh God. Let me see. It's not enough just to be in your presence, but I want to see your glory." And God is doing that. He's doing that. He's doing that in every one of our lives if we will submit to Him and allow Him to do it. If we will seek Him with all of our hearts, that's exactly what He's going to do for you this year. And that's what He's doing for us as a church this year. And we will see signs, wonders, and miracles. We will see people, sick people healed. We will see the miraculous take place if we will believe. Okay, I'm starting to get into my message. So I'm going to go ahead and start my message now. This is Unshaken Part 4. And Pastor Corey had asked me to do this message on faith. And this is on faith and trust. This is one of my favorite messages because I talk a lot about faith. And so I'm going to have you let you look at my opening statement with me. If we are to be unshaken in this world we live in, we must have an unshakable faith and trust in God. We must. That confidence that knows no matter what, God will never fail me. Therefore, I will not be moved. I will not be shaken. I will not doubt. And I will not quit. I believe. Do you believe today? We believe. So, in fact, faith is something that is required to live a Christian life, because it takes faith to get saved. Some people, I don't think, really think about that. They don't realize that it takes faith to get saved. If you're saved, then that means you have faith. But you just got to strengthen your faith. You got to grow in your faith. And also, we can't please God without faith. And we're going to be looking at the scriptures on that. So what is faith? Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. So faith gives us confidence and assurance in God that what He said He would do, He will do. We believe what He says in His word. We believe and stand upon the promises of God, and we will not waver and we will not be moved. Hebrews 11:6, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him." It is impossible to please God without faith. Hebrews 10:38, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. The just shall live by faith. The just. Who are the just? The just are the righteous. The righteous. Righteousness. We are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. It's not of ourselves. It's through Christ Jesus because we've been cleansed by his blood. Like the song says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We have made just because of his righteousness. So we are the just of God. And that means we are justified, just as if I'd never sinned at all. We have been justified by the blood of Jesus, just as if we have never sinned. Because when Jesus forgives us and when we receive him as our Savior and ask for his forgiveness and make him Lord of our lives, our sins are washed away. They're under the blood, never to be remembered against us again. When we repent, that means we turn from our sinful ways and not go there again. We don't go there again. No, because we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. So, we've been forgiven. So, faith is a prerequisite for those that are in Christ Jesus. It takes faith to receive your salvation. So, don't ever say, I don't have any faith. Because you do, or you wouldn't be saved. Romans 4:5. But people are counted as righteous, not because of their work, but because of their faith in God who forgives sinners. People are counted as righteous, not because of their work. We can do good works all day long, every single day, and it won't make us righteous. We can be the best, the goodest person on the earth, and it will never, never, our goodness, our good deeds will never make us righteous. And they won't get us to heaven. Only the blood of Jesus. Only the forgiveness, receiving the forgiveness of Jesus. Our righteousness, our own righteousness is as filthy rags, the Bible says, King James Version. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. But he has made us righteous through his blood. So our works won't do it. But the righteous, because of their faith in God, did you know that when you have faith, God counts that as righteousness? So when he sees you and you have faith, then he sees you as righteous. You are the righteous of God through Christ Jesus. Romans 5:1. Being therefore justified by faith, we are justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is another point I want to make. And this is something that it's like something you know, but sometimes something you know is not exactly revelation knowledge. You know, it's just not rhema word to you yet. But until it's like it dawns on you, a light bulb comes on in your mind, and you realize, oh, okay, so if I have faith, then I will have peace, because faith brings peace. Faith brings peace because when you are in the middle of a storm, when you're facing something, you're going through something, you've got circumstances that are beyond your control. There's things going on that it's hard. It's hard. You're going through trials and tribulations. But if we don't get our eyes on those negative circumstances, but we keep our eyes on God and we have faith and trust in him and in his word and in the promises of his word, and he has promises for every situation that we will ever face in this life. He has a promise in his word that we can stand on and we can declare it over our situation. And his word will always prevail against every attack of the enemy. His word will prevail over whatever you're going through today. His word will prevail because he is great. greater. Nothing can stop the Lord God Almighty. He is greater, and nothing will prevail against the Lord our God and His word. So that's why we must stand up on the promises of God and believe and have faith in Him. And when we keep our eyes on Jesus, then we won't sink. When we're in the middle of that storm, but we keep our eyes on Jesus, we won't sink. And that faith that we have when we keep our eyes on Him and keep our trust in Him, because He's greater than whatever we're going through, that will carry us. That will carry us through. And that faith will bring peace to our minds, to our hearts. The faith will bring peace. So when we're going through these circumstances, we're not going to be fearful and fretful and anxious and just all of these negative emotions going on. No. If we have peace, that destroys all of that. That peace will keep us. So faith gives peace and hope. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We can't look at the circumstances. We look at the faith. We walk by faith. We live in faith. We speak faith out of our mouths. And when we're doing that, when we're walking by faith and not by sight, and we're speaking faith over a situation, even though it may just be the opposite of what we're speaking, but we're speaking faith, we're speaking the word over the situation. That is calling things that are not as though they are, as Abraham did. And God credited it to him as righteousness. God saw Abraham as righteous because he had faith and he believed the word that God spoke to him. He believed and he had faith in God that God would bring it to pass. So God counted him as righteous, and he does the same for us. Genesis 15:6, and Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. So don't look at the difficulty of your circumstances. Look at the greatness of your God, because all things are possible with God. We must always remember that. So we need to speak faith, and we need to live faith. And when we speak negative, when negative words come out of our mouth, we are speaking doubt, unbelief, and fear. Watch the words of your mouth. Speak faith. And why is that so important? Why? Because what we speak out of our mouths today, we will live in its reality tomorrow, negatively or positively. What we decree or decide out of our mouths, we will become binding and legal. So we need to be careful of the words that come out of our mouth. And we need to make sure we're speaking faith over a situation. We are speaking faith over Chris Baker today. We are speaking words of life. We are speaking life and healing and the breath of God to breathe into his lungs, to drive out all the junk that's not supposed to be there. We are speaking life to him. We are not speaking death. We are not speaking fear and worry and anxiety. And we're not speaking negatively like the devil would love for us to. No. No. We are speaking life and we're speaking faith, and he will live and not die. He will declare the glorious works of God, and he's going to come out and be better than he ever was before, because God is working and God is moving, and there's a people of faith that are standing together and decreeing and declaring that he will live, and God is victorious. Jesus has already paid the price for our victory, so we just have to receive it. Hallelujah. Job 22:28, you will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. So we will declare a thing. We can declare a thing. So let's be careful not to declare a thing that's bad. Just block out the negativity. Don't declare anything negative, but only declare the goodness of God. Only declare faith-filled words. Only declare the word of God over every and any situation. Psalm 81:10. I am your only God, the living God. Wasn't I the one who broke the strongholds over you and raised you up out of bondage? Open your mouth with a mighty decree. I will fulfill it now. You'll see. The words that you speak, so shall it be. The words that you speak. And there's a lot of scriptures. There's James and Proverbs. There's scriptures that talk about the words that we speak. And watch what comes out of our mouth. And not to be double-minded and not to be... don't have a forked tongue where you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth. Let's speak faith. And we need to live faith. Decree faith. Because so shall it be. Psalm 141:3. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. So we must guard our mouths. We must guard our lips. But it goes further than that. Starts in the mind. It starts in the mind. Worry or fear or doubt and the prayer of faith cannot work together. We can't pray the prayer of faith and speak faith and then turn right around and worry and fear and wringing our hands. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What are we going to do? That's not faith. That's not going to negate all those faith-filled words you just spoke. Out of your mouth. It's out of your mouth. Whatever you speak. So when you find yourself worrying, because we all do from time to time, we're human, but we can take authority over it. We do not have to submit to the devil because we submit to God. When we start worrying and getting fear, we're submitting to the devil. Did y'all realize that? So we need to submit to God and look to God because he's the answer to all of our problems. He is the most powerful being in the universe. He is all power. He is all love. He is love. Love is God and God is love. And he doesn't work through fear. The devil does that. So, the battleground is in the mind. But his peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So, if we're speaking doubt, fear, negativity, then we need to renew our mind. We need to renew our mind. And how do we do that? With the Word of God. With the Word of God. We're going to talk about more about that in a little bit. Now, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. I use these two scriptures a lot in my messages. And it's because these are scriptures that we should daily live by. Every single day. Not just every once in a while. Every day we should live by these scriptures. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Thank him for all he has done and all he's about to do. And you thank him before you even see it happen. You know what that is? That is calling those things that are not as though they are. When we thank him for something that we haven't actually seen manifest yet, but we are thanking him for it as if it has happened. We are calling those things that are not as though they are. And God sees that as righteousness. And he sees that because when he sees our righteousness, then he will move. Because faith moves the hand of God. When he sees your faith, he will move on your behalf. So, if you're having trouble with it, renew your mind with the Word of God. Daily live on the Word. Now, verse 7, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. It exceeds anything we can understand. That peace of God that passes all understanding. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Now, like I said earlier, faith brings peace. And that peace is like a soldier standing guard over your heart and your mind so that the fear and doubt and unbelief can't get in. Faith brings peace. So how do we get faith? Number one, hearing. Hearing. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word. Faith comes by reading and reading and reading the word. Faith comes by meditating and studying the word of God. And the more we're in his word, the stronger we will become. And the more our faith will be increased. The more time we spend with God, the closer we will get to him. And he will strengthen us and cause us to understand what he's saying in his word. He will give us revelation knowledge of his word. And when you get a revelation from God through his word, that makes all the difference in the world. Let me tell you. Okay, so Luke 11:28, Jesus replied, but even more blessed are all who hear the word of God and put it into practice. It's not enough just to hear it. It's not enough just to read it. We have to put it into practice. Activate your faith. Walk in faith. Live by faith. Let it become a part of your life. Let it be your life, a life of faith. Now, number two. Believe. We must believe. Mark 11:24. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. If we will believe, then we will receive. But, you know, sometimes we can just kind of get in our old carnal nature, and we start wanting things like, oh, I'd love to have that big, beautiful mansion. Lord God, give me that mansion. Give me that Tesla or that super expensive car. I want to look like I'm rich. No, that's not what he's talking about. The Bible says in Matthew, it's not going to be on the screen, but in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then these things will be added to you. These things will be added to you. The things that you need. The things that you're believing God for. The things that you desire. But you know what? Your desires will shift. And your priorities will change. When you are seeking God first and his righteousness. Those things that used to be so important will no longer be important. Those things you used to want, you will no longer want them. You will no longer desire them. And God wants to bless us. And God wants to give us nice things. He does. I'm not saying he doesn't want you to have anything and he wants you to be poor. No. That's not correct. God wants to bless his people and he wants us to prosper. But first and foremost, he wants us to seek him and his righteousness. And when you do, your desires will shift and your priorities will change. Hebrews 11:11. It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child, though she was barren and was too old. She believed that God would keep his promise. Abraham and Sarah had a child in their old age because they believed what God told them. She believed what God told her. So it came to pass. And we're going to look at Hebrews 11:6 again, because this is such an important verse. And it talks about believing. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Okay, first of all, we got to believe that God exists, don't we? You know, atheists don't believe that God exists. So, they don't have faith. I mean, you can't have faith if you don't believe God exists. So, first of all, we must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. So, when we seek him, seek first the kingdom of God, he will reward us by giving us the desires of our hearts. Amen? Now, number three, trust. Trust him above all else. Trust him no matter what. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. We don't have to understand. We only have to trust. God does not require us to understand. He does not require us to understand our situation or why things are happening the way they are or why this is going on or that's going on. He does not require us to understand. He only requires us to trust him. And if we trust him, he will get us through to the other side. He will carry us through and he will answer our prayers and he will perform his word as we declare and pray his word over our situation. His word will come to pass. It will not return void, but it will accomplish what it's sent forth to do, as it says in Isaiah. Okay, I got to find my place. Okay, so we don't have to understand, only trust. Now, I want to read this quote, and I think it will be on the screen. When the Bible says, do not lean on your own understanding, the Bible is being serious. Your heart is deceitful. Your emotions fluctuate. Your understanding does not see the overall big picture. God never lies. God never changes. God knows all. Trust him. God can see the future, but we can't. That's why we must trust him, because he always knows best. And in our human nature, our heart can be deceitful. Our emotions fluctuate, especially us women. Your understanding does not see the overall big picture. And our understanding, that's why we're not to go by our own understanding. That's why we don't have to understand. We just have to trust God. We just trust him. Because he's going to work it all out. He's going to bring us through to the other side where the victory is. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm. For God can be trusted to keep his promises. Do you believe that? God can be trusted to keep his promises. He is trustworthy. He is the only one that's totally 100%, 200%, 500% trustworthy. Hebrews 10:35. So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings. So how do we throw away our confident trust in the Lord? Well, through what we've talked about, through doubt and unbelief and a lack of trust, that's how we throw it away. Don't throw it away. Don't throw away your confident trust in God. Have confidence in the Lord. Have confidence in his word, and that he will do what he said he would do, and his word always comes to pass. And he will never fail us. He will never forsake us. He is always with us. We got to believe that, because that's the truth. It's truth, and it's what it says in the word of God. So we must believe it and not doubt. So trust. Trust him. Trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Trust and faith brings great reward. Psalm 62:8. O my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. It says in Psalm 46:1, God is my refuge and strength, our very present help in time of trouble. We are to turn to him when we're in time of trouble, when we're in time of need, when we're in time of turmoil, when we're going through the storm. We are to turn to God, who is our refuge and strength, our very present help. And he is always present to help. But we must believe and we must allow him to. If we don't turn to him and allow him to be our refuge and strength, he's just standing back waiting. Okay, my child, this could be a lot easier. This could be a whole lot easier. You don't have to go through this. And finally, when we come to our senses and say, oh, God, I need you. I need your help. You are my refuge and my strength, and I need you. Then he'll say, okay, that's what I've been waiting for. And he steps in, and he moves the mountain out of your way. He answers those prayers and he performs his word over your life. So, trust in him at all times. It doesn't say trust in him every once in a while. It doesn't say trust in him from time to time. It says trust in him at all times. All the time, no matter what. We trust him at all times. So, we get faith by hearing his word. His word, his word, his word. Got to be in the word daily, every day. It's got to be a daily part of your life. His word. The Bible. I'm talking about the Bible here. Believe. We must believe. And we must trust him no matter what. Now, I'm going to read some faith quotes here. First quote, through hard work, perseverance, and a faith in God, you can live your dreams. That's Ben Carson. You know, it does take hard work. You can't just sit back and just wait for your dreams to come to pass. Just wait for God to just lay it in your lap. No. It takes hard work. And it takes perseverance. What did Pastor Corey just preach on? He preached on perseverance. We must persevere. And it takes faith to persevere. And a faith in God. Then you can live your dreams. Quote 2. I believe if you keep your faith, you keep your trust, you keep the right attitude, if you're grateful, you'll see God open up new doors. That's Joel Osteen. You know, in this quote here, he says, believe, faith, trust, right attitude, grateful. Those are keys. Those are keys to how we should live our lives every day. And God will open new doors, and you will see many things happen. Number 3. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Martin Luther King Jr. There's a lot of good quotes we could read from Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, he said a lot of powerful, impactful statements. But faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. That first step, that is usually the hardest step. Taking that first step. But we must take that step of faith, even if we can't see the whole staircase, because God We'll bring the whole staircase in front of us and then we'll see it. Once we take that first step, then there will be the staircase will be there. And then we can walk on and walk to where he wants us to go. But we must take that first step of faith. Now, 4. The greatest legacy one can pass on to one's children and grandchildren is not money or other material things accumulated in one's life, but rather a legacy of character and faith. Billy Graham, one of my favorite people. He was one of my favorite people. He left a legacy for his children and his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. And we should leave that same legacy for our children and grandchildren, that legacy of character, good character, and faith. What a legacy. What a legacy. That is the most important legacy you can ever leave for your children. Now, I thought I did such a good job on that first statement that I wanted to Kathy to put it up again, and it will also be our final statement. But it is truth. It's truth. And I want us to look at this again and really get it down in you. If we are to be unshaken in this world we live in, we must have an unshakable faith and trust in God. That confidence that knows no matter what, God will never fail me. Therefore, I will not be moved. I will not be shaken. I will not doubt. And I will not quit. I believe. Now, if you believe this, if you really believe this, then I want you to stand this morning. And this is an act of your faith. You stand this morning and you're going to declare, and it will, if you declare it with faith and trust in God and belief in Him to bring it to pass, He will bring it to pass. So we're going to declare, we're going to make this declaration together. God will never fail me. Therefore, I will not be moved. I will not be shaken. I will not doubt, and I will not quit. I believe. I believe. Hallelujah. I believe. Thank you, Lord. And that doesn't mean because you're standing on the Word of God and you're declaring His Word and you're speaking all this faith every day, that doesn't mean nothing will ever come against you. Because we live in a fallen world that has a devil and his demons. And he's going to attack. And he's going to bring assignments against you. But you know what? His assignments will not prosper if we don't allow them to. His assignments will not prosper against you because the Word of God says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That weapon may be formed and come against you, but it doesn't have to prosper. It does not have to prosper. So, when things come against you, when you find yourself in a storm or in a bad situation, don't let it move you. Stay solid on the rock, Jesus Christ. Keep your faith on God. Keep your eyes on Him. Don't look at the storm. Don't look at the circumstances. But continue to keep your eyes on God and look to Him. Because He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is our refuge. He is our strong and mighty high tower. He is the place where we need to go to be safe. He is our safety. He's our strength. He's our peace, our joy. He's everything we need. Everything. So when you do go through something, you remember, God will never fail me. So I will not be moved. I will not be shaken. I'm not going to allow the devil to shake my faith and cause me to be shaken and move me out of the place where I need to be. No, I won't allow it. I will not doubt, and I will not quit. You let that perseverance kick in, because we all need perseverance. And then believe. Believe that God is going to see you through to the other side, to the side of victory. You know, God is in the unseen realm. We're not to walk by faith. I mean, we are to walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. And that's when we are looking to the unseen realm. That's when we are living in the unseen realm, the supernatural realm where God lives. The supernatural, unseen realm where God works, where God moves. So don't look at the natural. Look to the unseen realm where God is. Lord, I thank you that you're going to bind this word to our hearts, that we won't forget it. Keep it in our memories, Lord, and help us to live by it daily as we submit to you and submit to your word. We are overcomers. We are conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whatever we go through, you will bring us through to the other side where victory is. You will bring us through to the victory, because we always triumph through Christ Jesus our Lord. So we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, and we say, we believe. Say it. We believe. Come on, say it. We believe. Hallelujah. God bless you.